Actually, go. Sorry.
And welcome to A Cup with Joe. Hope everybody's having a great night. As always, we have with us the one and only Matt Lewis. And, of course, the one that never leaves, Cody Orchowski. Welcome, guys. And welcome to you all out there. Tonight, we're going to talk maybe a kind of serious, a lot better topic than the last topic.
Less shitty.
Yes, less shitty conversation than the topic before. Higher education, thoughts, viewpoints, your first experiences, I guess, or how you transition from high school to college, maybe something along those lines.
Recommendations too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So let's lead it off tonight, Cody.
Oh, you're gonna lead off with me?
Yeah, absolutely, Cody. Your first thoughts from going from high school to college.
I don't know if you want to say if my first thoughts from going to high school to college, that was fine. I mean, I was ready for it and everything. But my thing was in high school, as far as guidance goes, and I didn't know what the fuck I wanted to do. You know what I mean? So they're like, my parents, my teachers, everybody, like, I was smart enough to, you need to go to college. That's right. Your option. You go to college. And we were told, actually, like, you either go to college, you go to the military, or you be a bum. That's what we were told in high school, pretty much, from our area, anywho. You either work at a factory or take those other two routes. So I took the college route.
That's not a bum, that's the workforce.
No. They made it sound like
if you didn't do it.
Yes.
But just to be clear for the listeners, going to the workforce isn't.
No, it's not. No, okay. I'm going to go into that.
Okay.
They made it seem like if you didn't choose
who's the other,
the guidance counselors, the teachers. And
obviously, you had a horrible guidance counselor.
Yeah, I had
one of the worst.
I had four different ones in four.
No wonder Alcorn's closed down.
Yeah.
Too soon, man.
But they acted like it would be you would be a worthless piece of shit if you didn't do one or the other. So I choose college, and my parents pretty much expected me to do that anyway, and I did, and I just didn't know what I wanted to do. I went there, and I mean,
most people go with no major, set major. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
I mean, I just chose one at the time. I chose communications, started doing that.
It's ironic.
It was.
I'm just kidding.
It wasn't for me. It was boring. It was just like I chose something, and you know.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It was just kind of like the norm. Like,
yeah,
you were just expected
to do
to
it.
Go. Like, my mom said she wasn't signing the papers for the military, so I had to go to get. You know what I mean? I'm kidding.
My mom told me she would shoot my kneecap
if you went to the military.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well,
that's true.
I believe she'll be on next week, I think. So we'll talk about it. But I agree with Cole. That was just the convention that we grew up with. Like, you either entered the workforce wasn't even an option for us. Like, it would have been if we didn't go to college or the military.
Right.
But it wasn't one that was, like, explained to us in a way that portrayed it into something that we wanted to do.
In a positive light,
yeah. So what was the first question? I'm sorry.
Just your thoughts transitioning from high school to college.
I agree with Cole on that, too. Like, I was ready for it. I just expected it. That was what I was going to do. I went to high school, and then that next fall, it was college, and that was time to do it. Yeah, it was a great time. And on the other thing, like, I still to this day don't know what I want to do. I fell into a degree, had a couple things already knocked out for something, so I did it just to make ends meet,
right?
Credit-wise. Like, yeah. I had a bunch of courses already knocked out that would have put me in a good spot to graduate on time with a degree. That's what I did.
Right.
Yeah. And we'll go back around the room with, if we had to do it over again, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want to hear your take on it.
Well, I guess I would say I thought I was ready for college. I don't believe I was that first semester. There's a big step from how college courses or classes are conducted compared to high school. There is a huge difference.
Can I rebuttal here a little bit? I don't think it was that bad for me personally, as far as that wise is, it was more of a transition to the free time and the fun time versus
like the independence,
which yeah, I was fine with too, but like the actual, if I actually were to sit down and do it like I did in high school, I would have been fine with it. Versus, I didn't think it was hard, is what I'm getting at.
I'm not saying it was hard. I'm saying, I mean, high school, you go over a chapter, you take a test on that chapter.
In college, you go like three tests.
Yeah, you have a midterm and a final.
Yeah.
You go over half a book and take a test, an exam, on that portion of the book.
And that's a third of the grade.
Yeah.
It either makes you sail or sink.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, and it's a lot different. Structure-wise, it is a lot different.
Structure-wise, yes. Yes, that's what I was saying. Yeah,
that makes sense.
It's a shame that high schools don't... Maybe they're doing better now, but in our day...
Prepare you.
They prepared you, as, in my opinion, as far as... And I'll throw her name out here. Mrs. Sama. She taught me how to write a paper. Thank God. She saved my life in college.
Saved your life, Jesus.
But other than that...
Thank God that was good news, because I'm related to her distantly. My uncle's married to her daughter.
But other than that, as far as the structure of a college class, high school didn't. And that's a shame.
For sure.
Especially when they push it on you like they do.
Sure, I guess, to an extent, sure.
I agree. I have a question for the both of you. Unless, Cole, do you want to go with something next? So, like, you alluded to that first semester. I went into that because when you go to those, like, orientations, they're like, look around, a third of your class won't be here in 4 years graduating with you. So I took that serious and didn't do anything extracurricular in terms of, like, partying my first semester. Like, I took it real serious, and then as things went on, I got less and less serious. I didn't apply myself, but, like... So was it a struggle for you guys when you first went to not fall into that scene of, you know, the party scene, if you will?
It wasn't for me.
No.
I mean, I commuted.
Oh.
But I still struggled that first semester because I did not know how to prepare.
And read.
I did not know how to prepare for a college class.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Yeah. Commuting's tough, too.
That after that first semester, the grades I got, let me tell you what, Joey Lee changed for that second semester. Because like it was bad.
Physically?
No. How I prepared for an exam.
Gotcha.
Now, I actually commuted, too, but I partied like a motherfucker because all my friends lived off campus.
You didn't commute initially, though, if I remember correctly.
Right? Just for the first semester, the original semester.
See, I drink more in high school than I did in college.
That's a whole other...
That's a whole
other horse of another color. All right. So, recommendations? Like, if we had to do over again, would we do college again? Us... As individuals, not like, I guess recommendation is kind of a gray area.
Well, me personally, if I were to do it again or give a recommendation, if you're not sure what you're going to do, and this is the way I would have went about it, I would have taken a year and done the workforce thing. Like nowadays, you got the gas field industry. That really wasn't a thing back then, but we should have taken a year and made some good money and, you know, and then figure out what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then pursue it. Other than fall into something like you said, you fell into it. I mean, I got end up getting a degree, but I'm not doing anything with it. Joey's not doing anything with it. So we got three people here that are just...
Yeah.
But...
How about you? Would you do it over again?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I knew what I wanted to do. I knew what I was going for. I knew, and, you know, I got my degree. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, I knew right from the start what I wanted to do. And
gotcha.
It.
And now you're the greatest moose
bar manager
of all time.
I'd say drunkest student council member of all time.
Actually, so
no, I would always encourage people to go to college.
To waste their money.
It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. I understand that. And, you know, a lot of people are successful without going to college, and that's great. Yes, it's a lot of money. Yes, are we still paying student loans? Absolutely.
I was pretty fortunate to get right out of college and get a good guest job that didn't require a degree to where I could pay off my student loans within 2 years. But then I look back on it, I'm like, why the fuck did I go to school then?
Right.
At the same time, it's nice to have that, but still, it's...
Yeah. It's nice to have it if you... wanted to do something in the field. Like, right. I didn't want to do something in the field I got, but I felt, like I said, fell into it. So, recommendations now, I like that idea. Like, that's been a thing for a long time. Like, take a year off, see what you want to do. And I agree with you 100% too, Joe. College is not for everybody.
No, it's not.
Like, it's... Sorry, go ahead.
I disagree with the taking the year off. I feel it. If you take the year off, you're not going to go back. And which is fine.
But a lot of people do, though.
I know. And a lot of them do not go
back. People like you and I wouldn't.
Right.
That year off, we're like,
fuck it.
No more books.
Fuck it. No more. It's just a shame that higher education first is... It's just a shame that the cost is as much as it is. I mean... I don't want to make this political, but... I mean, it shouldn't cost $40,000 to get an education, and
that's for a D2L state school.
Yeah.
Let alone
how much a semester at Penn State costs? Exactly. Maybe $40,000 just for a semester.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're good enough to get it, or smart enough to get a degree or scholarship from a private institution, great for you. Take advantage of it and pursue your career.
Yeah.
But.
Well, now what? Do we have any other questions about higher education? I don't know if we did. Do we have? I feel like we have one more. We did recommendations, our experiences. Well, that's about it. Don't do it, kids.
Funniest story. I don't know. Not funniest story, but talking about your first time in a college class. I was in a poli-sci class with Dr. Bosworth. I'll throw his name out there. Great, great professor. First time ever having him as a professor and... one of his classes, and he's going over the syllabus and whatnot, and gets to the whole part about plagiarizing and all that. And
that scares the shit out of you, because I cheated my way through fucking high school. college, you're paying for it, and they'll kick your ass out.
Yeah. So he's going over that, you know, all the plagiarism. He's like, don't do it. Don't try it. If you do, I will know about it. So don't fuck with me. And as a, you know, I never had a teacher in high school say, don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. You know?
Yeah. I have a great plagiarism story that I would love to tell. I don't know if you guys want to do a break real quick and then come back to the funny.
I got something to say too, sir.
I actually have three funny things I want to say, but I'll do the plagiarism thing first.
Right.
So I had this professor like nothing like Bosworth, like polar opposites, right? Bosworth was super intelligent, articulate. This dude that I had was off his rocker. There was no tests, no homework. Sounded great. Sign me up.
Dr. Phil.
No. No. I'm not gonna say his name, but all you had to do was put together this final binder at the end of the course, with all your notes, analytical shit you put together. Rumor had it is he would pick up your binder, drop it on the floor, made a nice thud, you got an A. It was an easy A, right? It was rare that, like, people would put blank pages in the binder between their notes, hoping he just wouldn't scan through.
Right.
And, you know, whatever. So, I had this roommate, he did half the binder, I did the other half. We just swapped each other's beginning and endings out. So, I get a C. I've had him 3 times before, I get A's all 3 times, I have him this 4th time. I get a C, so I go to his office during office hours. I'm like, I just wanted to stop by and talk about, you know, why I got a C. He goes, well, you and Mr. Worthington had the same exact binder. I said, huh. I said, oh, that's odd. Walked out of the office. Thanks for not kicking me out, dude. That is plagiarism 101.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'll take this C all day. C's get
degrees. Good for him,
Dad. Good for everybody. Me and Joel
makes
won.
Well.
One more plagiarism thing, if I may. Used a paper dually. Like, I wrote it for one class and submitted it through another, and they had this system that would check for other people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a story on that, too.
So the teacher emailed me. Well, I got an F. And the teacher emailed me and said, your paper was 98% matched with someone else's on campus. And I said, let me explain. That one's not as dramatic, but I said, I actually have an alibi
that's
for this one.
The same, yes, that's the same.
I can assure you I did do the work on this
I wrote
one.
The same paper for two different classes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And, and one was a Bosworth.
Oh, really?
And
so it's actually you authorizing
Yes. both of them.
And the system,
I get an email from
the system,
you know,
doesn't pick that up.
Yeah, which, I mean, it's cool they had that system.
Yeah.
But it's not elegant enough to realize that you wrote it. Yeah.
I had a class, it was a journalism class when I was going for communications originally, and that's when I was, like, doing a lot of skipping classes and partying a lot, but the stipulation in the class was, the thing was, me and Johnny commuted together, and we had the same schedule, and one of our classes was at 10, the other was at 2, so we had that little break in between. Like, what do we do? Usually we just, like, fuck it, just went home or went to Drew's and partied and shit. So we skipped the 2 o'clock class. But the 2 o'clock
I
class.
I had lunch.
That's a long gap, though. You have lunch. That's still.
Sleep.
We'd go to my car. Once in a while, we'd go to the library. The times we did. Anyway.
I'd just sleep in the car.
Anyway, so there's this journalism class, and the professor lets you pick at the end of the semester your grade. There's no plus or minuses. It's just A, B, C, D, F.
Yep. Good job.
he's like, you can do whatever kind of work you want to do. Do whatever. Just at the end of the semester, you have to write a article explaining to me why you deserve that letter grade. Long story short, I did the bare minimum. I did what I did. And I chose a B. I didn't want to be overly aggressive. Oh, that was another thing. Another stipulation was, if he disagreed with it, he would take you a letter down.
Oh.
So if you asked for a C, he'd give you a D. If he disagreed with it, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't want to be too overly aggressive and ask for an A, so I just said B. Because the work I did do, I was good at that shit.
Plus,
so,
if you can articulate why you deserve it, then he's going to assume.
Yes, I'm just like, and take my solid B. I could have asked for an A, but I'm like, I did skip a lot of classes. Yeah. So
you know your worth.
We'll just go
to
with
day.
B. Yeah. I got it. It was fine. I thought that was a cool stipulation. That's the first time I've ever had anybody have
anything.
Did you guys have discussion boards? Like, you
might, oh, yeah.
So only online classes.
Blackboard? Blackboard, yeah.
So I had them online too, obviously, but even sometimes in the classroom, we'd have to, like, have a discussion board, and it was just bullshit. Like, I see it on Twitter now, like, Andrea, I think you made some really nice points.
literally just
you copy and paste.
I really thought this was interesting. I like that you used a period. Just bullshit.
Yes.
and
that was more freshman bullshit than
yeah, like your intro. I took an intro to Canada class, which was just a bit too early in the morning, but an easy A. I learned a lot about bacon.
I will say,
and cops.
I will say though that I don't know if it was maturity or the classes got more specific to what I've liked or my major. My junior and senior year, I killed it.
Yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah. Fucking B, yeah. A's and B's.
Yeah.
It
was, it probably was maturity.
Yeah.
And a little more honed in on getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Or, Joe, you were going
to
say something.
One more thing. I had to take, because you have to take so many math credits at MU. Took this Survey of Mathematical Ideas class. This professor was, I'm guessing, from India. She, going over these things.
So why do you guess she's from India? You've been racist.
Because of her. No, I'm not being racist at all.
Thank you very much.
Her accent. Her accent. You know, she's not native to the United States, which is fine. Which is fine.
She's probably born and raised here.
I'm going to. Anyways, so there was like four or five different mathematical things that were developed by Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and
this is a mathematical.
Yes, this is
it's a credit for math.
Yes, yes. And she's like, all these theories or ideas were invented by U.S. presidents.
No, no.
Oh, and Joe's like, oh, you're wrong.
I did. I was like, listen.
You need to come up
Dr. Priya, I think was her name. I'm like, excuse me. These were not invented by. They were not all invented by U.S. president. Yeah, they were. Is how she.
Yeah.
That was racist.
Thank you.
I don't care.
It's an accent.
It pissed me
off.
I'm
joking, but.
Priya was the main girl in Big Bang Theory, by the way.
I think that was her name, though, Dr. Priya.
There are a billion.
It does ring a bell.
There are a billion.
And she's like, yeah, they were all U.S. presidents. I said, no. Alexander Hamilton was not a president of the United States.
And Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, he was. No, he was not.
Ben Franklin's the greatest president that ever lived.
He was not a president either.
No shit. That's what I'm getting at.
He would have been my first go-to. Yeah,
I was so pissed off.
I think you still are.
I am a little bit. Just how can you allow a person to teach any class if they don't know that?
Oh, we're getting a call in. It's Dr. Priya.
Bring her on, bitch. Let's go. I will.
Hello, Dr. Priya. Thank you for joining us.
You were wrong.
All right, break time. Right?
This segment has been brought to you.
No, we don't make up ads anymore.
Okay.
We did an ad. They just play it for us.
Oh, yes.
Be sure to like and subscribe to us when we make money.
And welcome back to A Cup with Joe. Hope y'all enjoyed that little break. Cody, you got any interesting, funny college stories you want to
Even have a single one.
You've got to have one.
The days you commuted and then skipped class to go party, which came up on the last segment. You don't
a big
have
a studier and,
Was your mom listening?
On top of my head, no. Go ahead, Matt, and I'll think of one if you...
Mine's not like a funny like party story, but in terms of like skipping class, which was on the thing we want to talk about, like good alibis.
Yeah.
I literally walked into a class once, saw the crowd, walked right the fuck back out. Not today. I'm not doing it. I was in no mood for remedial math. Get me the fuck out.
Now that you mention that, I do have a couple now.
All right. And I'm going to do my two first, and then I'm done.
Go ahead.
And then we're cutting it, because it's going to be a short segment, I feel like.
Yep.
My other one is I fell asleep during astronomy, and
I had that class.
Oh, yeah. The fucking place is like a sleeping bag. Like, I sit in there, and I'm just comfortable. It's dark. There's stars.
Do you have that old guy?
Of course I did.
What was his fucking name?
I had it with a decent looking chick.
Astronomy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you had an old guy and a hot teacher?
No. I didn't hear what Kobe said.
I had an old person.
Yeah.
That was a phone hack, like a stickler about cell phones. So I just slept, so I didn't text. And I woke up. The funny part is, I woke myself up snoring. And I freaked out because I didn't know where I was. And that's what happened. That's all I have to say about that.
Mine was like a night class as far as astronomy goes.
Oh, really? Mine was in the morning. But at planetarium, though, that dome.
Yeah.
Night class would have been cool. I guess I could have just done that on my own outside. Slam it.
So, Cody, you had...
Yeah. I had another night class, not that one. It was philosophy. Philosophy of something, I can't remember. Oh, I thought it was going to be, when I took the class, I thought it was going to be philosophy of South Park, which I was a big fan of, because I heard the semester before that's what they were doing.
Philosophy of what?
The show South Park, which I was a fan of. Whatever, Joe. So anyway,
I'm a fan of it too, but there was never no class, so.
Never know.
So when I ended up taking it, it ended up being philosophy of superheroes. Which I've never gotten into.
Never. Not our fucking thing.
So, anyway.
Huh?
So, I was living with, I'm going to drop a name just because I was a fuck. I was living with Kendrick at the time. And so, like, halfway through the course, it was late. It was like a 3-hour class, 6 to 9 or something. He would text me halfway and he was like, hey, you want to go do this? I'm like, yep. So now we just leave. Attendance wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
So, as long as you could ace the 3 tests, and they usually give you some kind of guideline to where you can... That's where I'm like, what's the point of even going to class if you're going to give you the slideshows or whatever?
Yeah. It's a cop-out on the professor's part.
Yes.
And on my part. It's a waste of my money.
It's lazy by the professor... Waste of money by the student.
But in that moment, how happy were you that you had a class like that? Happy, right?
Sure.
But hindsight being 2020, you're like, what the fuck am I wasting my time on this for? Yeah.
So literally, probably, I probably only stayed for, it was only one day a week. It was like a Wednesday, because it was a 3-hour
night class. Yeah.
And I probably only stayed maybe 2 times for the whole class. Every other time I either didn't go or skipped out halfway in between. Still end up getting a decent grade, probably a B.
Nice.
I don't remember specifically. The only other one, funny one I had was, it doesn't directly involve me, but it's funny. Me and one of my other buddies, the same guy that used to get me out of the class there, went to my other buddy's house and hung out one night and were drinking. I didn't have class the next day, but the guy that lived there had a test the next day. So... He's like, all right, I'm going to go to bed early, blah, blah, blah. So me and their guy were drinking, blah, blah, blah. And long story short, he wasn't even drinking, and he still didn't wake up enough for the final or whatever the fuck it was the next day. So he ends up getting a 0 for the, they won't give him another, you know.
Like a makeup test?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he goes out of his way to forge a death certificate of his grandmother, because he had to use some kind of excuse, being like, hey, my grandma died, I need a makeup test, because, sorry, my grandma died. His grandma did not die. Narrator. My grandma did not die.
Morgan Freeman. The bitch was still alive.
So he actually went on his way to, like, seriously do some articulate shit to forge his grandmother's death certificate to hand in to show... So that he could take, and then he still ended up failing out.
If he had only put that much effort
into the
class. Right.
Yeah.
But
the
funny part of it was he wasn't hanging out drinking. He's like, yeah, I'm going to bed early. Still misses tests and everything.
The only last one, and we'll end it after this.
I do have one more.
Okay.
And
it's go ahead. No, go ahead.
Hold on. I want you to go because it's your turn. But okay. Mine is a hybrid of post college mixed with college.
Nice.
But I want. All right. Go ahead.
So this was kind of same me proving a doctor wrong.
Like, I don't have the clap? What kind of
PhD doctor.
Oh, pretty huge dick.
Jesus Christ.
Still don't have the clap.
I believe it was a psychology class. I can't remember her name, the professor's name. But I don't know what we were talking about, but it was about shootings or something, and she said that John Kennedy, President Kennedy, was the last president to ever be shot.
Reagan.
No, it was Frank Underwood.
Yes, and that's what... No, not Underwood, but... Well, not even... Yes. I mean, Ford was attempted, but I raised my hand, like, Kennedy was not the last president to be shot. Yeah. And she's like, she's arguing with me. Yes, he was. I'm like, no.
Joe's jumping up and down.
Yeah. I was.
Which is stupid because, like, that's recent. Like, yes. Like, we exactly. were even alive.
Yeah. And I even went up to her after class. I'm like.
Listen, bitch.
I was like, Kennedy was not the last president to be shot. He was the last president to be assassinated. Right. Yes. But Reagan was shot. Yeah. Reagan almost died. And she still just would not...
Wouldn't give you the time of day.
Yes.
You can leave, Mr. Lee.
That's exactly how it was. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You had some shitty teachers, man. Yeah.
Oh, that's Mansfield University for you. This thing was brought to you by Mansfield University, by the way.
We're learning imagines you.
Imagine yourself at Mansfield University.
So, I got my last one, and I'm sorry if I... Were you finished?
Yep, that's good.
So, my last one, like I said, it's a hybrid. I'm graduated, still living in Mansfield, in the same apartment complex. My buddy, Justin, who I talked about on the podcast before, he graduated a semester late. So, we drink all night, through the night. He has an 8 a.m. class. I'm like, let's just stay up till 8. I'll go to class with you. It'll be fun. I go to class with homeboy. It's like a... he went for, like, the same thing Grant went for, like, geology, mapping, and all this shit. So, the teacher's asking questions, and no one was raising their hand. I'm shit-faced in this class that I... Number one, I'm not a student anymore. Number two, even if I was, I didn't belong in the class. No one's raising their hand. She goes, do we want a quiz today? I said, raise my goddamn hand. I said, yeah, I think we deserve one. that was it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I was getting looks from people that have never seen me. I've never seen them. I'm like, who is this bitch staring at me? Like, being mean.
Peace
yeah.
and walk out.
And it didn't affect me at all. I washed my hands of this place. It's all on you now. You should have read your chapter last night. Yeah. But Justin was pissed.
What bad?
Yeah. That's my last one.
That's a good
one. All right. Well, we thank you, Cody Orchowski. We thank you, the one and only Matt Lewis. We thank you for joining A Cup with Joe. This segment is brought to you by Mansfield University. Imagine yourself at Mansfield University.
It's where learning imagines you. Where learning imagines you. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.